I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
All right, guys. Week two is in the books, and I think I've got 13 notable players here that are going up significantly in football card value. So let's correlate that player performance from yesterday. We have the 2018 quarterback class breaking out. We've got some notable rookie standouts, and we've got a lot of other takeaways. So let's go ahead and dig into this eBay sold data, correlating that player performance with the eBay sold data. Let's dig in. Number one, J.K. Dobbins. The Chargers are now 2-0. And while Justin Herbert was solid, it was really an underwhelming performance. And this is the kind of football that Jim Harbaugh wants to play. Dobbins playing out of his mind again, going 7.7 yards per carry, a total of 131 yards, including a 43-yard long touchdown run. Are you kidding me? As you can see, a lot of his base cards selling for just a couple dollars. These were cards not being sold previously, so it's good to see all these small sold transactions. But then if we look at his higher tier, like his rookie ticket auto, like for example, let's look at this impeccable, elegant football helmet out of 5 here, Ravens, sold for $131 in a buy it now. Or what about this flawless out of 20 four color patch, horizontally formatted car, does have a rookie auto here, sealed in a one touch, sold for $110, buy it now. And if we go back and look at the same exact card, albeit the patch is not quite as nice, but it's the same exact card. It's a flawless out of 20, it's a rookie patch auto, the same card. August 25th, this card sold in auction for $24.50. So you can see a phenomenal 5x increase in the value of that card. So let's check out his largest transactions. It's actually today. We're still looking at today's transactions for J.K. Dobbins. That's how many there has been since yesterday's game. This one of one Panini Elements Shield here with the gold Sharpie auto over the top, $360 in a buy it now. He also had his one-of-one laundry tag from Phoenix PSA 9 closing auction yesterday for $350. And his cracked ice rookie ticket auto PSA 10 closing in auction $338 yesterday. Compared that to the same card in auction a week prior, and that was $312. So not a massive increase there, but look at this. 23 bids on this one from September 8th. Then we go to this one yesterday, getting 42 bids. That's the hype going up here for J.K. Dobbins, big time. Now, before we go any further, if you're new here, welcome to the Football Card Quest. My name is Andy. We're part of the NoOffSeason.com Sports Card Network, 100% dedicated to football cards research and selling tips. And we're sponsored by CGC Card Grading, the perfect protection for your football card collection. They've got bulk submissions right now as low as $11 per card with them, very fast turnaround times, and their crystal clear holders are incredible. You can also possibly get a gold pristine 10 label, and they authenticate event signed cards. So absolutely want to check out cgccards.com for your football card grading needs. All right, now back to the action. Number two is actually going to go back to Thursday night football, and that is Josh Allen, quarterback for the Buffalo Bills. They are now 2-0. He's playing turnover-free football and winning games, guys, is super important. And with the head injury to Tua, Aaron Rodgers really just looking pretty old out there, and the Patriots 1-1 with question marks at QB themselves. Josh Allen easily sitting as a top five quarterback in the NFL right now, top quarterback in his division by far. And as you look, red, white, and blue Prism rookie with an indent selling for $120 and a buy it now today. His base Donruss PSA 10 here selling for $150 and a buy it now today. And if we go look at the history of that card, which has a pretty high raw to PSA 10 conversion rate, the last buy now on September 3rd was for $105. So that is a big time increase. the PSA 9 before the season started, selling for $51.46 on average, now up to $71.50 here in a buy it now today. Now, his largest transaction from game day was a rookie Kaboom here, BGS 9.5. Absolutely sick card. You guys know I'm a huge fan of Kabooms. They're very popular in the hobby. This thing was listed at $4,500. Ultimately sold for $3,500, which is about the same as what it was selling for before the season started. In fact, you could go back and find a BGS 9.5 here. Sold for $3,800 in auction back on August 9th. So it looks like his high-end market, talking his rookie auto market, those case hit markets, are selling for about the same as they were in the offseason, the preseason, showing you that those high-end cards are a target. I guess that makes sense because around the time of the National, if you've been to the National, you know that those type of cards do really well there, especially for a quarterback as highly ranked as Josh Allen here. But on his more entry-level cards, these red, white, blue prisms, the optic hollows, the base down versus PSA 10s, and stuff like that, those are obviously, as you can see, going up considerably. However, the real star of Thursday night's game was James Cook as he stole the show, scoring 3 first-half touchdowns. He totaled 78 yards in this game, 68 of which came after contact. And he was insanely efficient, having only touched the ball 12 times in this game. So as you can see, once again, like J.K. Dobbins, a lot of those entry-level cards like Optic, Base Prisms, Base Mosaics, or just the color parallels of those sets are only selling for a couple dollars, which is pretty standard for most running backs, most skill position players. But then as we get into that rookie auto market, like the Zenith out of 20 Artist Proof here that sold for $50 in a buy it now, or this triple auto here with Kenneth Walker for $175. We got a Honeycomb PSA 10 rookie that sold for $100. Let's go back to the summertime and look at a Spectra out of 25 rookie patch auto with some nice color and stitching, selling for about $50. Fast forward to today, you have this orange Spectra selling for $150 PSA 9, or you have the Spectra out of 125 that was listed for $80, sold for $50, and back in August, I've got that orange out of 15 selling for just $46 raw. Or what about this pink Velocity out of 50 that sold on the 12th for $85, whereas back in August, you can see that card closed in auction for just $46. Number 4 here, we're going with Sam Darnold and the Minnesota Vikings. They are now 2-0 with another really solid game from Darnold, including an absolutely absurd 97-yard touchdown from their own end zone, a pass to Justin Jefferson, who, by the way, should be okay moving forward, according to him. Just a bruise, but you never know with these things. But Sam Darnold overall had a 109.1 passer rating, and a guy just playing really well here. And look at all the sold transactions. Origins auto out of 49, 125. Got the player worn Panini 1 patch auto out of 125, closing for 86 today. What about this blue rookie ticket auto out of 15, BGS 9.5 that sold for $800 in a buy it now? And yes, his base prisms are still selling for very low. Expect those cards to start going up next as these serial numbered cards and rookie autos get out of people's price range, as there is a ton of sold buy it now transactions in the past 24 hours for Sam Darnold. We're still on today's transactions here, giving you guys an idea of what has sold. All right, so let's look at something here. Just before the games this past weekend, September 13th, September 14th, at the end of last week, he had a couple $20 transactions here on his base optic PSA 10. Well, that card goes up to 31 in auction yesterday. Don't exactly know the ending time. Here's another one that goes up to $50 in auction yesterday. Probably a better ending time. And then here's a $45 buy it now today. So on that base card in PSA 10 condition has approximately doubled in value. What about something more high end here like his Donruss Optic Downtown PSA 10? Closed in auction yesterday for $690. And before that, on the 14th, we show it closing for $546. So that's a pretty significant increase, about $150 there. Now, from week one, game one there of Sam Darnold's excellent performance, that card was selling for $550 in a buy it now, $536 in an auction, $550 in a buy it now. Go back to before the season started, that card was selling for $450. So you can see the significant increase here in Darnold's cards. The biggest one today being the 2018 Prism Rookie Silver Auto, but it's in a BGS 10 pristine holder here, population of one. It was listed for $1,000, but only sold for $500. So in fact, this one's even bigger. It's a National Treasures green patch with white stitching there. Serial numbered out of 14. Sold for $900. It is a BGS 9 true RPA here. $900 in a buy it now. He also had his National Treasures midnight patch rookie auto out of 20. Sell for $900 in a buy it now yesterday. And then today was his rookie ticket auto blue, serial numbered out of 15, BGS 95, $800 in a buy it now. This week at number five has got to be Nico Collins, man. Here's Sunday Night Football. He's the target leader. He hauls in 8 receptions for a game high 135 yards, 1 touchdown, and 5 first downs. He also forced 2 missed tackles, and 6 of his receptions went for 15 or more yards. The Texans defense was relentless on Caleb Williams in the second half, forcing 2 interceptions and 7 sacks total in this game. Swallowed him up. Let's look at some of these transactions from Nico Collins here, like this absolute out of 399, a lesser popular card here, selling for 35 and a buy it now today. And a lot like these other guys, I mean, Nico Collins has just got hundreds of sold transactions in the past 24 hours. A lot of them buy it nows here. So one of the cards I want to look at is his red cracked ice here from Prism Rookie. Beautiful card, especially a great color match with the Texans. $95 in a buy it now, sold today. This is in PSA 10 condition. $105 on September 11th. Both of these sellers had their cards listed roughly at the same price. But I'm going to go back to June here and look at this card and show you that it was selling for about $75 in buy it now, June 22nd. And raw, this was just a $5 to $7 card. This one, in fact, a little off-center, so this card could have sold a little bit more for like this. This is September 14th, so just 2 days ago, now up to $20 here. But back in June, as you can see, this one much better centering, $7.88. All right, so now for the big-time ones, we have a select green-black snakeskin prism here, PSA 10, serial numbered out of 2, $625. In an auction yesterday night. What about this big time buy it now during the game last night? We got a National Treasure Stars and Stripes out of 25, 3 color patch here, $350 accepted offer. It was originally listed at $600. Or what about this National Treasures Holo out of 25 today? SGC9 here, Auto 10, $500, man. Huge. Guys, if we go back before the season, National Treasures out of 25. This one here, $117.50. NT out of 15, $182.50. NT out of 49, June 23rd, $130. Here you go, at NT out of 99 with some really nice patch in there. $177.50, also in a PSA 9 slab. Here's a National Treasures out of 10 with a great patch. Beautiful National Treasures card here, rookie patch auto, $230. Number six, Kyler Murray, man. Huge bounce back week after a really slow start in week one. Kyler went off in this game early, completing monster passes to rookie wide receiver Marvin Harrison Jr., who comes alive, 130 yards and 2 touchdowns in the first half alone. The dude plays turnover-free football. He racks up 6 big-time throws, super sharp on deep throws, going 7 for 9, and very elusive with his legs as well, just looking like the Madden video game cheat code. Base Prism selling today, $20 in a buy it now. Die cuts, I hate them. But Neon Green here out of 49, gotta love the serial number RC Shield, PSA 9, sold for $80. In a buy it now. What about this Optic Holo PSA 9 that sold for $45 today? And if we look at his Optic Holo PSA 9, we got $33, $32 They had a $65 buy it now, believe it or not, August 20th. But that's why I love to sell and buy it now. Otherwise, you see, like, the average is like between 30 and 40 bucks on those Optic Holo PSA 9. So those have gone up a nice little chunk. Red, white, and blue prism. I'm telling you guys, these red, white, and blue prism rookies are great sweet spots here for quarterbacks, especially when they have some nice color match to the team, which typically they do. There's a lot of teams that red, white, and blue has some kind of color match to. August 28th, you could see $41 in auction sold for Kyler Murray. Fast forward to today, we have a buy it now for $70 on that same red, white, and blue prism. Looking pretty sharp there. And then in terms of some big time transactions, look at Immaculate RPA, plain red patch here, but out of 25, PSA 9, sells yesterday for $530 and a buy it now. We want to look at this one here, this Optic Holo Rookie Auto, Rated Rookie Auto, out of 99, PSA 9, $390 and a buy it now, sold yesterday. And if you go back, here's a raw one from August 27th for $350. Here's a raw one August 18th for $200. Another one August 11th for $200. So that's a big time increase on that card there. All in all, you can see Kyler Murray, lifetime of his cards is still down compared to where he was at the beginning of 2022 season when he was, through the first three games, a front runner for MVP. His cards were insanely high, but this game is a great start. Obviously, you can see a nice little increase here, up a significant amount on different levels of his cards. Number seven is going to be Baker Mayfield, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Now 2-0 after a gritty road win here against a playoff caliber team in the Lions. And Aiden Hutchinson wreaked havoc on Baker in this game. But he kept his composure. He lit up Chris Godwin for 117 yards and a touchdown. And he used his legs to secure another touchdown on a nice 12-yard run. Let's look at this base Donruss PSA 10 here, selling for $56. And in fact, these cards got quite low for Baker. As you can see, back in August, this was just a $20 to $30 card in most instances here. Very rarely did it get up above that. You could find this pretty much all day in auction for between $20 and $30 bucks. In fact, here's a $60 sold on that base Donruss PSA 10. Here's a green Velocity that sold yesterday for $75 in a buy it now. You can see August 24th, that card was selling for $46. Another buy it now here of $53, August 29th. July 14th, we have a $40 transaction. So nice, nice increase in that green Velocity. As rookie ticket autos, go back to September 8th, we have a PSA 9 as rookie ticket auto here. A ball in his right hand facing to the left, $105 in auction. And today, that same card now up to $180 in a buy it now today. Number eight, we're given to Derek Carr. He's one of the top three quarterbacks in the NFL right now in EPA per dropback. And he ends this game with 125 passer rating, playing really well now through two games. And this one, a big road win in Dallas against the Cowboys here. Check out his Chrome Refractor PSA 10 45. Got those autos going up on something like a score up to 75 here. Let's check out some interesting transactions here, like this Prism Silver of the Pointing Variation. This would be his most rare Prism variation. There's like four different photos. PSA 10, buy it now today, $63. A lot of supply for Derek Carr. Prices were very low as a veteran. They are definitely moving, and you can see a lot of transactions. Now let's look at something interesting here. Let's look at a gold refractor from Topps Chrome that sold in July, serial numbered out of 50, PSA 9, sold in July for $99.95. Fast forward to today, that same exact card, but raw, sold for almost three times as much at $270 in a buy it now today. Incredible flip that someone theoretically made here on Derek Carr from before the season, now through two games, talking about that win-loss correlation with the quarterback's rookie card values. Derek Carr as a 10-year veteran here, going up on some of these more rare cards pretty exponentially. Number 9 here, which is more of an honorable mention because lifetime values, his cards are still down from where they were at their peak, but he's moving quite well. Alvin Kamara goes nuclear in his blowout win with Derek Carr. Kamara put up 4 total touchdowns, 3 on the ground and 1 through the air, and a big, big push here yesterday. And just wanted to give an idea of his rookie ticket autos. So let's go from before the game to after the game and see how those things have kind of moved. Silver Prism rookie ticket auto PSA 9 sold for $46 September 10th, or the just base raw one here for $50, which is kind of interesting. Going up to September 14th, let's go September 14th. Let's go yesterday. Here's the variation Saint 6 touchdown in the title. Here's a $50 buy now on the horizontal one, excuse me, and then the vertical one sold for $80 in a best offer accepted. That is raw values, and then a BGS 9.5 for $110 yesterday. So, in fact, you can see if we go price plus shipping highest first, and we look at just the transactions from yesterday and today, his largest in the past 90 days, most of them have occurred in the past 24 hours. Alvin Kamara, rookie ticket autos moving quite well for that. Now $60, it's like $100 range. As you can see, a lot of rookie ticket autos moving in the past couple of days here for him. Phoenix, hot rookie game used football. I don't know about that game used pigskin patch in there. It's out of $299. $40 buy it now for that card, though. Very solid for a veteran like Kamara. Or even this Donruss Elite turn of the century out of $25. It was listed for $45, sells for $40. Another really nice transaction for Kamara. Here you have another horizontal rookie ticket auto in an SGC 9.5 that sold for $91 in auction last night. It's another really solid transaction. Another PSA 10 buy it now last night, $300 for his rookie ticket auto. Big time card for him. A lot of buy it now solds. Number 10 this week, got to give it to Justin Fields. It could be up a little bit higher in the list. You guys, let me know in the comments, man. Speak out if you don't agree with my rankings. But I'm putting Justin Fields here. He's definitely had an increase, but his prices have been so low, and I think people are still not convinced that he's going to be the locked-in starter moving forward, although he has been playing turnover-free football. The Steelers are now 2-0, and a lot like Justin Herbert here. He didn't do anything spectacular on the field. He just played turnover-free, managed the game plan as Mike Tomlin and Arthur Smith want him to. All right, and as predicted, they leaned on their defense. They had a field day with Bo Nix yesterday. So it's being heavily rumored that even if Russell Wilson is healthy, that Fields will continue to start so long as they are winning games. And as a result, you can see some pretty big-time transactions like this cracked ice rookie ticket auto that sold today in a best offer accepted bid format for $1,295. So we went and did some research on this card to see how it was selling for before the season. And yes, we do have a PSA 9 that sold for $1,400 June 27th. So I do think it's advantageous with a card this rare to go ahead and get it graded, because even if a 9 here, you can see has added some value. Now, this did sell through quick consign, so there could have been more eyeballs, could have been more of a bidding war here. We do have that same card raw, like the one you just saw, that sold for $1,295, sell for $811 in an auction June 27th. So theoretically, that is a big time increase of about $400. So if we keep digging, we find his select gold out of 10 rookie auto die cut PSA 10 that sells for $1,250 in a buy now today. We also have his National Treasures purple RPA out of 49. Now this is only a PSA 8. And this closed in auction last night for $1,100. So if we compare that to before the season, the beginning of the season, here's an SGC 8.5, same exact card here, purple National Treasures out of 49, rookie patch auto, $880. So big increase there. I mean, that's an almost $300 increase. You have this one. This is another one of those same cards, PSA 8. $787. So that's that is exactly the same card, except for the patches. Obviously, a different serial number in that sequence there. But this one's the 01 out of 49, which is a bookend. That's a big time. So you go back to before the season, you can see Justin Fields' cards are up quite a bit. I'm a little leery on why this Probstein one here went for 1600 August 14th. That one doesn't make a lot of sense. Could easily have been a you guys may come to your own conclusions there, but I think there could have been some speculative bidding on that one. But overall, you can see, man, there's been some nice price increases here on Justin Fields. Let's look at one more card here. Let's look at a Black Prism Silver Rookie Auto closed in auction yesterday for $159.50 at 7:43 p.m. I think a solid time there to close that. July 13th, I have a confirmed auction sold of $122.50. July 11th, we have $125. So looks like that's about as low as they got there. Potentially 122. So 10 at 160. Sellers should have ended their auction later that night. I think they would have done better, or had it sold, listed in a buy it now for 200 would have been an even better option as well. And if you stuck around this long, I really appreciate you, and you're in for some gold nuggets here at the end, because we're going to go through some honorable mentions, some guys that really got to talk about this week. And so let's dig in. Let's go down the list here, man. Let's start with Gardner Minshew. He was clutch in the second half against the Ravens with some really nice throws to Devontae Adams and Brock Bowers. Even Jacoby Myers in the very end to force the win in the end. I want to look at some of these rookie ticket auto sales going back here to September 11th for Gardner, $22.50. Up now to BGS 9552, but this is really where I look at silver here. Buy now sold yesterday. 100. This is another one. This is another optic silver rookie ticket auto here. 200. That's a PSA 10. But look at where the last PSA 10 sold at. 15th. Pretty, that's the same card. So that was a double up, man. Double up right there on the same day. Somebody had their cards just priced too low. So yeah, I'm just looking at some of these solds. Like, doesn't seem like a whole lot. $40 for the rookie ticket auto base there, Gardner Minshew. But when you go back and look at how cheap they were, I mean, these were $20 cards back at the beginning of the season before it started. So I mean, on these kind of cards, yeah, they've doubled up in value. And you can see, look at all the buy now solds here in the past 24 hours for Gardner Minshew, including this rookie ticket auto PSA 10 base one that sold for $150. Next up, Quentin Johnston here. He pulled in 2 touchdowns on just 5 receptions. So essentially, he got the high value targets from Herbert. You know, it's a suboptimal passing game right now. Only 20 dropbacks and, like, I think 38 carries. So a lot of focus on the run game. That's exactly how Jim Harbaugh wants to play. But these guys are 2-0. He gets the 2 touchdowns. So you can see some of the sold transactions. I pulled, let's see what I pulled here. An Immaculate out of 99, September 2nd, that sold for $50 in a buy it now. Let's fast forward to today. Here's a $70 Immaculate out of 25 RPA. I think it's the same card here that sold for, well, this one's out of 99, it sold for 50. This one's out of 25, it sold for 70. I think I was trying to, no, I was just looking at Quentin Johnston, period. See, he definitely had like a little supply spike, but if you go back and look, I mean, Quentin Johnston, one of those guys, he's been a new product hype type guy. Prices aren't going up significantly. We are just seeing an increase in sold volume with a little tiny price spike. I'm sure some guys have made some money on Quentin Johnston after this week. But ultimately, like, when this card first came out, for example, this Micro Mosaic was way more expensive than it has now. It was probably like $250 to $350 for him. Now it's selling at $100 buy now today. And whereas that's still solid, like, it's not at the bottom of that market for him. it's also not near what like the potential could be if he keeps up this touchdown efficiency. I don't think he will, but this is a guy I do think will. Look at before the season, Rashid Shaheed, man, gets another bomb in this game. He catches another monster pass from Carr, goes 4 receptions for 96 yards, a touchdown with a 70-yard long touchdown reception. Once again, outperforms Chris Olave in a fantasy point category, which is basically performance on the field. So, you know, with very few cards, just the Sage Auto and the select rookies for Rashid Shaheed. Look at the Sage Auto, $5 before the season. This is a card I wanted to look at because, look, 755, 12, and then we get up to today. This card is now selling for $15, $19.99, $15, $15, $15, $17, $19.99. Look at all the buy nows, man, on this card in the past 24 hours. And I think firmly they're going to be staying in that $20 to $30 range now moving forward. That's a big increase from a $5 to $10 card. We kind of see that kind of same double up for his selects too, especially the more rare they are. All right, another honorable mention, Malik freaking Willis. I know Packers fans are loving this guy today, and that's why he had to be on here, man. He goes 6 carries for 41 on the ground. Some really nice throws to Romeo Doubs and Dontavian Wicks. Nice touchdown pass to Wicks. Ultimately goes 12 for 14, not throwing the ball a lot here, but they run the ball well. They play defense well against Anthony Richardson, and no turnovers by Malik Willis. The Packers get a nice win here at home against the Colts. The Colts are now 0-2, expecting a pretty significant price decrease on Anthony Richardson here coming up in the next 2 months. Stay tuned for that. Let's look at some of these national treasures sold Malik Willis. All right, and this may not seem like a lot. National treasures out of 99, buy it now, sold yesterday during the game for $100. We go back August 28th. Check that card out in auction for PC Sports, $40. So cards of that scarcity have doubled up. And that's what you want to see. Those are the kind of flips you can make on the backup quarterback market right there. Sometimes going up more, but everybody knows Jordan Love's coming back in just a couple weeks. So it's a very short time. So that's why, I mean, yeah, I don't blame this guy for taking $100 for it. If you had already, you know, basically a nice... I guess you'd say like 30% gross profit margin, or like, you know, that 100% markup type range. You can see, look how low his rookie patch autos were back in August. I mean, $20 to $30, guys, and now they're just in a respectable $100 range. Next up, shout out to my guy, Chris Godwin. He was a big time winner of the receiving game in Tampa, or for Tampa, for Baker Mayfield on Sunday. I mean, he didn't have like this crazy card spike yesterday at all. It was, I was looking for some of his highest, and like, he didn't have like many of his highest. You can see like a lot of like low hanging fruit, some interesting stuff. There were some bigger cards that did sell for him. Not a ton though. Surprisingly, you know, Big Mike is still perceived as the alpha there. Got a pretty deep wide receiver room there, but Chris Godwin goes off. I mean, he's good. This was his biggest one. Black Prism Optic out of 25, close for $71. And that card doesn't get a whole lot lower than that, but I expect Chris Godwin's one of those guys I could appreciate throughout the season who continues to put up numbers like this and could end the season like in that, you know, top 15 wide receiver range. His values are going up, especially if the Bucs are going to continue to play like this. And we're definitely playoff bound. So off to an early lead here. And then Jordan Mason, once again, even though the 49ers lose, puts out another bell cow performance. And his cards are still selling $100 plus for his base rookie ticket autos. Do not sell Jordan Mason's rookie ticket autos for less than $120. Don't do it. Don't accept offers. The card's so rare. Look at the National Treasures out of 35. Now selling for $600 in a buy it now yesterday. Nuts. Malik Nabers, insane here. Insane for the Giants, even though Daniel Jones plays better. They still lose, actually, a pretty close game to the Commanders. Jay Daniels, pretty good game on the ground, almost got hurt pretty bad, though. I mean, they twisted him up pretty good on one play, but he got back in there. I wanted to look at Malik Nabers, even though he doesn't have very many pro uniforms like Brock Bowers and Marvin Harrison Jr. The guy gets 18 targets from Daniel Jones, 10 for 127.1. This guy's going to be a fantasy football hero. And 3 of his catches went for 15 or more yards. 83 of his receiving yards came after the catch, which means yards after the catch. So yak monster. He forced 2 missed tackles. You could see those Bowman first chrome rookie ticket autos over 100. Back in July, there was 75. So you could see those have gone up a nice little, you know, I don't know, 25% or so from July, which is still after the draft. And then, yeah, Kyler Murray was on our top 10. So, yeah, Rashid Shaheed was another one. I mean, that was the top honorable. All right, guys, what'd I get wrong? What'd I get right? Who did I miss off the list? Who would you like to see here? What was your favorite takeaway from yesterday's games? Tune in tomorrow, Carter and I, as we really do a deep dive on his takeaways and how the overall market is changing in this downscoring environment. Let's talk about some defensive players for sure tomorrow on the stream as well. Tune in there. I'll see you guys in the next video. Peace.